Hi, everybody. Once again, this is Jordan. I'll be hosting your call for tonight. It's the 6th of June, 2011. I'm very excited to be on with you. We've got a lot of great things going on. Got a lot for you tonight. I want to start off with some special acknowledgments. I want to give a shout-out to some very special people, and I wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for these people. And, you know, I often talk about the quest to find the right people, and everything we do is designed to sort through people to find the ones that this is the right thing for them to be doing right now. Leading by example means always being on the lookout for the person that's ready to take action and be on a journey of personal growth. 90% of my organization is represented by the people that I'm going to mention here in just a minute. And I simply got them started and then got out of the way. And as I mentioned their names, I also want you to realize that their businesses also consist of people like them, people that need little to no help because they were ready to take on the role of leadership. They didn't need hand-holding or motivating. They chose to step into their role as a leader and lead by example. They're willing to accept the responsibilities of growth in a fast-paced, dynamic, and rapidly changing organization, and they do it with pride and integrity. I'm proud to be associated with this team, and I wouldn't be here without them, and also know that my job is to find more people like them. That's what I focus on because they don't need me. My challenge for you is to continue to introduce the service and the business to new people every day, as you do, be on the lookout for people like these people. My good friend David Fry, senior executive from Houston, Bob and Betty Ann Golden, Eagles from Las Vegas, Jim Packard, the great Jim Packard, senior executive from Maine and Phoenix, Jeff Packard from Phoenix and Tucson, Tommy Wyatt and Curtis Lucy from Southbury, Connecticut, Kathy Powell from Seattle, Washington, Todd Falcone from Seattle, Washington, Jules Price from the Sarasota, Florida area, Adam Packard from Phoenix, Arizona, and Nikki and Chuck Poussin from Phoenix, Arizona, Judy O'Higgins from the Verde Valley in Arizona, Mark Herdering from Portland, Oregon, Sarah and Bobby Baslow from Costa Rica. Now, there are many more that are responsible for the growth of my organization, but these are the people that were the catalysts for the growth. And like I say, they don't need me. They're people that signed up. I got many of them started, and the rest has happened because they took on that responsibility of leadership. By the way, again, over 90% of my organization is under these people. I also want to shout out a special thank you to DeMar Zimmerman for getting me started, Jimmy Dick and Dave Pollard for being my upline and ultimately leading me to DeMar. And I also want to extend a special mention to Diane Walker for having the courage to stick this with this when most others bailed in the early days. Because of Diane, many of you are here today. So thank you, all of you, for being the leadership of Send Out Cards and taking on the role of leadership. I'm going to be sending around, if you haven't seen it, the production tour, the new recorded production tour by Steve Diamond. If you haven't seen it, it's spectacular. It'll give you a really good sense of what happens when you hit the send button. So watch for that in the email that's coming around. I got an email from Kathy Cozy today, and she said, "Jordan, I have to tell you how excited I am about the new retail subscription that's now available. I've had instant success. I decided to start with my expired gift accounts. All I did was call them, remind them of who I was, and told them how excited I was to tell them about the news from Send Out Cards. I said, Send Out Cards has eliminated all the startup costs for retail accounts, and you can get started sending personal greeting cards for under $20. I know that the cards are 98 cents each, and that is a steal, but I chose to say under $20, and I signed up 6 retail accounts in less than 24 hours. This is amazing. I can't wait until Monday to start making more calls. Kathy, great story. I appreciate you sharing that. Hopefully it will inspire some others. I think that's a great idea to go to your expired gift accounts if you've been around Send Out Cards for a while. If not, if you're starting fresh, then just start by sharing Send Out Cards by having somebody log into the system, having them send a card, and then showing them how easy it is to get started. By the way, I looked at my card counter on my personal Send Out Card site, and I've been in Send Out Cards business now for 6.5 years, and I am 617 cards short of 50,000 cards. So when I send my 617th card over the next few days or week, I will hit 50,000 cards sent. That averages about 20 per day. I send about 5 to 10 individual cards per day, and the rest are campaign cards over the course of the year. Now, remember, we get paid in Send Out Cards for really doing a couple of things. We get paid for telling stories, and we get paid for promoting things. People are inspired by stories, and they remember stories. And we create stories by sending cards and helping people get started in the business. We promote the system, the business, and the events. We tell stories, and we promote. These are the things that we get paid for. At this point, what I would like to do is introduce my business manager and assistant, Megan Drescher. Many of you know her. If you're newer to Send Out Cards, you'll get to know her. You get an email from her at least once or twice a week, and those emails are collaborative between myself and Megan. And Megan has a message for you tonight. About once a month, we do a Megan's Minute, and tonight is Megan's Minute. So, Megan, are you with me?
I'm here.
How are you
all
doing?
All right. I'm doing well.
All right.
Thanks.
I'm going to turn it over to you to share Megan's Minute tonight. Go ahead.
All right. Well, Jordan asked me to do a Megan's Minute about some frequent concerns that I come up against through emails and phone calls. And tonight I decided to go along with the theme of leadership, and here are some examples of things that I get a lot. I get people saying, my sponsor didn't train me. Please call me at such and such a number. Show me the entire system so I can start working my business. Or they say, my sponsor isn't working the business anymore, and customer service said to call you since you are my upline. Or they say, I don't like my upline. I don't want to work with them anymore. Can I switch sponsors? And another one is, do you know any SOC reps in the such and such area of such and such state? All right. I wish I had great answers for every single one of these. But really, I give the same information to if every distributor that took the time to contact me with these concerns remembered the title that they received when they signed up, I don't think they'd be so concerned with the amount of their upline involvement. The title that I'm referring to is Independent Distributor. Each one of you on this call purchased the Entrepreneur Package and therefore became a business owner. If you are on this call, you're most likely hoping to build a successful business to become your own boss. Well, the beauty of network marketing is just that. It's being your own boss, building your business your own way, setting your own schedule, and creating financial and time freedom. You have everything you need to accomplish these incredible benefits. This is a simple program, and it's not meant to be rocket science. I mean, there's no 4-year apprenticeship program, and there's no card-sending certification curriculum that you must complete before you practice the art of SOC. You don't need a college degree in marketing or communications or business. When Jordan began with Send Out Cards at the end of 2004, all he had to build a business with was the basic card sending site. He talked to people he knew about this cool system he just discovered, and he sent heartfelt cards. That's it. Over the years, so many tools have been created and perfected. A new distributor has more than enough resources to develop a thriving organization. Some of these tools, just off the top of my head, are system training webinars, tell you everything you need to know on how to work the system, the Daily 8 checkpoint system, Jordan's weekly conference calls, the archives calls that are on thecoolbuzz.com, the Fast Start Guide, and Jordan's book, Beach Money. It's a great, great, inspiring book. As an independent distributor, from day one, you want to find others that want to be their own boss as well. The tools provided are designed to give a new distributor everything they need without having to rely on the person that signed them up. Support is great. Encouragement is awesome. Training your organization on the system is necessary. Having said this, the more time you spend with each new rep, the more time they feel that they need to spend orienting their new reps. It will become a challenge and more complex of an operation than it needs to be. The key is to lead by example. Do what you want your team to do. If you want them to tune into Jordan's webcast and SOC TV each week, be on those webcasts. If you want them to support local events and Treat 'Em Right seminars, plan to attend them yourself. And if you want them to take initiative and be the leader in an area that doesn't have an active senior manager or an executive, show them that they can. The bottom line is you don't need your sponsor to succeed in this business. You are an independent distributor from the day you sign up for the Entrepreneur Package. and you have everything you need to be as successful as you want to be. So get out there and make it happen.
Awesome, Megan. Thank you for sharing that. You know, Megan, she gets literally hundreds of emails a day, and so she really has a nice pulse on the kinds of questions and issues. And, you know, we're always looking for ways to provide better support to every new distributor that signs up. And in reality, you'll find that most people that become successful in network marketing didn't have a strong upline or didn't have a strong support system in place. And as Megan says, it's really simple. The business is very, very simple. You've got all the resources and everything you need to succeed, regardless of whether you have a strong upline or not. So, you know, I spoke with a good friend yesterday, and I asked him, how's it going? And his answer was, plugging away. And then he told me that people in his area are just a little different. They seem to be not as motivated. And I know some of you are going, yep, that's me. That's my area. I've been plugging away, and people in my area just aren't that motivated. Well, that same area that this gentleman lives in had almost 300,000 distributors in my last company, and two of our top 10 money earners live there. And these two guys were both six-figure monthly earners. This is in the area that he told me nobody's motivated. It's just not true that his area is different. In fact, I've heard that from many distributors in almost every area of the country, I've heard that the people in my area just aren't motivated. First of all, you never, ever meet a top performer that is plugging away. Plugging away represents the energy of struggle. The state of work will not inspire anyone to be part of your organization. Do you want to go work with somebody who's plugging away? Absolutely not. Who wants to plug away? Remember, as a leader, you set the pace of your team. You set the culture for your area. People are people regardless of where you go. In every area, there are some people that are not motivated, and there are lots of people that are motivated. Your job is to find the ones that think like we do. Just as soon as you label your area as different, oh, you don't understand, my area is different. The people in my area don't want to do network marketing. As soon as you label your area as different, you've created a death sentence for your team. Your area is just like every other area. There are people that want to break free, and there are many more that don't. Who you attract is who you are. Do you want a bunch of people that are tired, worn out, and struggling? Then plug away. Do you want a team of self-motivated, high-powered, fun, energetic entrepreneurs? Then be one of those. You'll attract who you are. And this is not hype. This is the difference between a quantum leap and a slow-moving, stagnant organization. Also, this is a simple dialogue. It's the most important dialogue we can have regarding your business. If you want to have a successful business, regardless of the business that you're involved in, you must take responsibility for the growth of your business as the first step before you do anything else. The reason most people struggle in business is because they continue to blame things outside of themselves. It's not your sponsor's responsibility. It's your responsibility. As Megan mentioned in her Megan's Minute, you have everything you need right now, right at your fingertips. The business is simple. The company has done most of the work for us. We have a blueprint and a playbook. The playbook is the Fast Start Guide. We have conference calls and books written by successful Send Out Cards leaders right at our fingertips. You know, Megan mentioned my book, Beach Money, but we've got Stay the Course by Adam Packard and License to Dream by Judy O'Higgins and Christy Lee and Karen Dugan. We've got Karen Dugan. I may not be getting her last name right. It's Karen. I know Karen's one of the authors. Jules Price, Secrets from the Sock Drawer. So there are some incredible books written by Send Out Cards people. You have the resource. We have recorded webinars and recordings that can be forwarded to potential distributors and customers. We have the ability for people to test drive our system for free, and then we have recorded tutorials on every aspect of the site. Now we can show someone a way that they can sign up for less than $15, including postage, with no setup fee and be a customer. We can show them how they can have a business with unlimited potential for under $1,000, a business that can pay them over and over again for years to come. I listened to a recording today by a guy who's made millions of dollars in network marketing, and he was talking about how he used to sell equipment to farms and things like that, and he made good money doing it. But every time he made a sale, he was unemployed until he made the next sale. When he saw network marketing, he saw a way he could get something started that would grow over time and provide him with an income stream, something that would free him up so he didn't have to run around and continue to sell for the rest of his life. Ask them to do their research. Show them how to send a card, and then show them the business. meet people on a daily basis and keep it very, very simple. Use the tools that are available to you. And most importantly, you be responsible for your business and your team. It's your business from here on out, not the other leader in your town or the lack of leaders in your town or the company didn't provide this or my downline didn't do this. It's what you do. You're in business for yourself, and you have a $60 million company backing you up. In John Milton Fogg's latest mastermind interviews with 21 multi-million dollar producers, he asked the question, what values drive the growth of your business? And he asked this to all 21 multi-million dollar producers in network marketing. And you know what you hear when you ask the top performers in network marketing? You hear things like integrity, resourcefulness, challenge, enthusiasm, fun, creativity, compassion, understanding, patience, persistence, consistency, focus on others, love, confidence, focus, certainty, and possibility. What would happen if you were to adopt all these values right now? What would your business look, feel, and act like if you had all the values listed above? Integrity, resourcefulness, challenge, enthusiasm, focus, consistency, focus on others, love, confidence, certainty, possibility. Your business would be quite different than if you did your business with fear, doubt, blame, skepticism, cynicism, and plotting doesn't appear on that list. Leaders lead with confidence. Yeah, but Jordan, I'm just not a confident person. Then be confident. Confidence is a state of being. You create it internally first, and then you attract others. I wasn't always confident. The confidence came first, and then others followed. That's how you create an organization of confident, self-sustaining, self-motivated leaders. You become confident, and that's a state. It's not a circumstance. It's not a result of something that happens. It's something you create through who you become, through the people you hang out with and the books you read and the feelings you generate. Confidence is a feeling that you can access right now. There's not a single person listening in on this call that if I said to you, what would you feel like if you were confident? How would you breathe? How would you stand? What would your focus be if you were confident? There's not a single person on this call tonight that couldn't generate the feeling of confidence. That's how it starts. And you will not attract other leaders that are confident until you first become a confident leader. So right where you are, your area will grow once you decide and act upon the truth that you are the source of the growth through who you are. Be the light and stop blaming your upline, stop blaming your lazy downline, the company, the comp plan, Cody, etc. Use all the tools and the resources created by those that came before you. Think about it. We built an organization of almost 50,000 distributors before we had all the tools that are available today. It's not the tools that built the business. It's not the fancy, glossy finish on the front of the cards or the fact that we can do video cards or big cards. Those are icing on the cake. That's the nice part of send out cards. It's going to always get better. It's not even the discounted price. It's not even the get started for under $10 retail plan. That's something we can get excited about, sure, but we built a business of over 100,000 users before we ever had that. Share the stories of others that have inspired you until you have stories of your own. Focus on doing the simple things every day. Here's a few specifics. Number one, get in action each day. Focus on income-producing activities. Share the story and promote the product and promote the events. Share the story, promote the product, and promote the events. Get better every day. Number two, remake your list. I'm always remaking my list. I'm always redoing my list and adding names to it. Number three, read at least 30 minutes a day, your personal development. Number four, envision other positive, self-motivated people just like you building the business in your area. Number five, stop trying to motivate your team and go out and introduce more people each day. You want to be the example worth duplicating. Do what you want your team to do. Number six, do a group event for your team at least once a month just to get together, train and exchange ideas, even if it's only for four people at a time. Start small and build from there. One can turn to thousands. In fact, you can count the seeds in an apple, but you can't count the apples in a seed. Don't use it, your training, your monthly training, to motivate. Use it to find the serious ones. See who shows up, and then teach each person to be responsible for their own business each day. You know, whenever I see somebody getting attached to their group and spending week after week, month after month, year after year with the same people, that's somebody who's really kind of imprisoned themselves to stagnant growth. You really want to teach everyone to always be looking for the next person. Always be looking for that next person that you can help start sending cards or help start building a business. And what you do is you get together once in a while. I'm great friends with Jim Packard, Adam Packard, Jeff Packard, but they don't depend on me to build the business. I'm great friends with Bob and Betty Ann Golden and Tommy and Curtis, but they don't depend on me to build the business. They've taken responsibility for their own business, and I'm looking for the next Tommy Wyatt and Curtis Lucy. I'm looking for the next Judy O'Higgins or Mark Herdering. I'm looking for the next David Fry or Tom Watson. I'm looking for that next person that will take the baton and run with it and pass the baton to someone else. The business is built by having lots of people doing daily gift account walkthroughs and introducing the business to new people each day, every day. If you don't have anyone in your area doing that, good for you. Start a movement in your area. You know, Navik McFarlane, he's a top network marketing professional. He's a senior manager in Send Out Cards, but he hasn't had a job since the late 80s. He's been a full-time network marketing professional and made millions of dollars in network marketing. He's a senior manager in the south suburb of Chicago in Send Out Cards, getting his business going. He said, it's the height of arrogance to think that you're the only one that will see Send Out Cards as a great opportunity in your area. If you see it, doesn't it make sense that there's probably hundreds, maybe even thousands of others that will see it as well? There are thousands that have never heard of Send Out Cards. Your job is to bring them the message. The size of your residual check will be determined by how well you do at finding the right people at the right time. That's important. Now, I had advice or an idea from one of our Send Out Cards senior managers at the Chicago Super Saturday, and she said, make sure and train your customers. When she's talking about the $9.80 customer, we need to train those customers. You know, in some people's minds, it's like they're only paying $9.80 per month. How can I afford to train them? Well, they will market for you. How can you afford not to train them? You know, my best distributors came from people that used Send Out Cards for a period of time before signing up. Rather than simply sending them to the tutorial, set aside a few minutes to show your new customers how to use the Send Out Card system. And by doing this, they will become ambassadors for the growth of your team as they talk to people and send out cards. You all know as well as I do that as they get excited about Send Out Cards, they're going to be sharing it with others. They'll talk about it. They'll send cards to people in their family and to their friends and to their business associates. They're doing marketing for you. In fact, many of them will decide to be distributors because of the positive response they get from people who receive their cards. We're already experiencing this in just the short span of 2 weeks since launching this program. I received a call from Tracy Monifert today. Tracy's a brand new executive. She's a Freedom 100 Award winner in Send Out Cards, and she actually owns a network marketing company. She told me about four people that were interested but never took action until these announcements were made, and all of a sudden, the ease of talking about our new program and then signing people up made the difference. The psychology of how easy it is to get a customer will cause some people and caused some people that she talked to in the past to gain interest in the business. So I wanted to share that with you. You know what? I got a few more things for you tonight, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to defer those to next week's call, and I am going to open tonight's webcast and give you a chance to say goodnight. So on the count of three, if you'd like to shout out your name and the city you're calling from, first of all, I know a lot of you are working to get to wrap up before midnight tonight the Freedom 100 Award. I know many of you are going to do that. And on the count of three, as I open the lines, if you want to shout out your name and the city you're calling from, on the count of three, one, two, and three. Good night, everybody. We'll see you all later.
Naperville.